I like the medium.
3, 2, 1. What was that?
Stick to the table. Stick to, no wonder you hit tables. What?
Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 54 of the Sweet Science Podcast with your boy Fat Mouse. Who else we got in here?
I'm Cash with a K and not a C.
Lovely. First episode of 2023.
What a year.
What a year it's been. It's been an interesting year, UFC-wise. Boxing, not so much.
Yeah, it's been funny, man. Apart from a few big fights, I mean, again, bro, it's the politics of the sports, bro. Boxing, you know what it's like. Everyone knows what it's like. They just don't want to fight each other.
I'm
a big
fan of boxing, and I'm legit just losing interest.
Yeah, we've had this conversation. Yeah, we spoke about it. It's hard, man. It's hard because, like, the UFC, although, yeah, everyone talks about their pay and whatnot, obviously, that is mad. But they, regardless of whatever they say about that, the fans get the best fights.
You see what I mean?
Everybody fights everybody. There's no ducking, no one. Dana don't play games, whereas in boxing, there's too many politics.
It's too much. And then a fight gets announced, a potential fight gets announced, and I'm like, yes, finally. And then what? Gone.
It's annoying, man. There's too many promoters, too many different TV. Too much beef. It's just everything. Well.
No one wants to work with the other because they want the entire...
No, but like boxing in general just needs to be stripped down to the bare bones and started again. Too many divisions, too many titles... Too many promoters, too many TV stations, too many, just every, it's
titles
too much,
on
bro.
Titles on titles as well.
We've got interim and junior interim.
Interim's fine. Diamond, ruby, gold, flipping pearl, all these stupid things. And it just loses any like credibility.
But let's see, 2023 hopefully picks up, you know.
Yeah, man.
We've got Javonte Tank Davis stop fighting in a few weeks. Yeah. But yeah, no, 2020.
Is that confirmed? Because he got arrested.
Well, All Access came out a few days ago. So I'm assuming they wouldn't have posted it if it wasn't going to go ahead.
I saw that and I was like, come on, man. Behave yourself, will ya?
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
He's been better. I don't know the story, but it looked a bit mad, bro, whatever happened between him and I think it's his missus or his ex. But yeah, 2022 has been good, man. Especially for Arsenal.
Oh, yeah? That's about Arsenal, yeah?
We're back. We're back with the football talk because Arsenal currently sit top of the league at the new year, 16 games in. 14 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss, sitting 43 points, top of the tip. Sorry, man. You look like you're going to fall asleep.
Carry on. Yeah.
That's what happens when we talk about Arsenal. Carry on. 7 points clear. Man City in second. Everybody said, what? Jesus gone. You're going to crumble. Well, have we?
You're going to crumble.
Have we? No. I don't see any apple anywhere. Get it? That was such a whack joke. But anyway, listen. Mikel Arteta's plan is coming into fruition. The process which we trusted is coming into fruition. Everything that we hoped and wished for is coming, and it's fitting. The pieces are
it's
coming together.
Into place, would you say?
Youngest team in the league, top of the league, scoring, not conceding, winning games. We just need to keep it up, and hopefully, I called it in August when I spoke to Robbie on AFTV. We're going to win the league. I said it again. Last week at West Ham, and I'm saying it again here. I'm very confident that we're going to win the league.
Come on, you Blues!
All right, get out.
Who's blue? I don't even know. I don't know nothing about these teams.
Come on, you Gunners!
Gunners.
Arsenal players are the Gunners. The team is the Gunners, and the fans are the Gooners.
I don't need a lesson.
All right,
well, I'm never going to watch
you. Yeah, I know. You're literally not, but. You know, one day we'll get him in an Arsenal shirt on the pod.
Before we fight, let's talk about fights that we want to see in the future. That's the main thing. So
start with the boxing?
Let's cover the boxing first.
Go on then.
Promise of some decent fights, but then
should
again,
we do it in...
I'm not stupid. What?
Should we test our mic? Should we test our knowledge?
How so?
Should we try and do it in weight division, starting from top to bottom?
Oh, that's long,
let's
man.
Try it. Let's just try it for bands. For bands.
I'm going to let you take the lead on that.
No, you do it.
Okay, so I'm not going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to be very... The thing is, unfortunately, there's no movement in many of the divisions. There's not much movement in many of the divisions. Heavyweight, there's something worth talking about.
Speaking of movement, who's got the best movement in heavyweight division?
Wow! How did you do that?
It's a double entendre, whatever you call it. Ensondre. What is it?
Is it entendre, man? Is it ensondre? All right, cool. Let's just start with the heavyweights anyway. I'm definitely not going to go down in order because I'll go all over the place.
It's quite a few, actually.
There are fights that will probably happen and then fights that I want to happen that are less likely to happen, but both of them I'm on seeing. Mm. You
know, that I'm should like that up, should yeah. happen. I think I will agree with you, but let's see.
Obvious one, I'm going to say, I'm not going to talk about the most obvious. I'm going to say what I want to see. I want to see AJ Fury. I want to see AJ fighting Fury purely because they've built this up. Sorry, they've built up the hype. They've built up so much.
Bro, there is no hype.
No, of course there is.
For what? AJ every got beaten.
Every single Englishman.
No, they don't.
The whole
I guarantee you.
Need to watch that.
Go on,
every you can have two stadiums simultaneously airing that fight and it'll be, they'll be, both be packed out. Bro, there's...
But you could do that AJ against anyone.
No, you cannot.
You can. Two stadiums.
Not really.
Bro, he sells out fighting look, Carlos Takam and
they're talking about AJ, Dillian White. Now, that's a bomb fight. That's a good fight. That's a good fight. I don't particularly want to see that right now. You can't tease me with AJ and Fury and then say, oh, yeah, I really didn't rate what Tyson did. It makes me feel like he does not want to be doing it. You got 5 days, you bum. Oh, you got 5 days to sign the agreement. But then there's so much back and forth there.
I don't think it was true, though, man. I think he's just doing that for the cameras.
So
I think he just knew he was fighting Derek. Yeah, and it was just all a little hype thing. And obviously, it's not good, but I just don't like... It's too many politics, bro. And I don't even care about that fight, bro.
Nah,
I cared about it when AJ was champ.
Nah, but even now, it's like that. It doesn't matter.
But that's not the one I want to see the most.
Even if neither of them are champ.
That's not what I want to see the most, though. No way. No way. And I think every...
No. This is in no order. But in the heavyweight division, that's the fight I want to see. If that fight gets made this year, I'm a happy man.
That's what I don't want to see. Well, I don't mind seeing it, but it's not what I'd rather see. So obviously, Usyk and Fury is probably going to happen. So that's not what I want to see. That's like,
unfortunately, that's, I'm not even confident that's going to happen.
I think it will, man. It has to. They'll make it happen eventually. But I'm confident that will happen.
Okay.
The one that I want to see the most is Anthony Joshua versus Deontay Wilder. Crossroads.
100%.
Crossroads.
I'm
power.
Are you crazy?
Just someone is going to get destroyed in that. And unfortunately, I think it will be... Save it for another episode.
Okay. It's going to be a struggle, but
it'll be a good fight. It'll be Rock'em Sock'em.
That's a good fight. That's definitely a fight worth making.
But I'd rather see that. I think it makes more sense.
What does AJ Fury generate?
Yeah, but apart from the hype of AJ Fury,
this is where we are now, though.
Yeah, but
this is where we are. It's the
but if we strip
era.
Away, yeah,
but it's all that's what it's about, though. That's what it's about. Do you see what I mean? It's the entertainment era. All we want to do is just see fights that we want to see. I no longer care.
Yeah, but don't you think AJ versus Wilder is a more fun fight than AJ
it's
Fury?
It's a fun fight.
Fury just pams AJ.
AJ and Wilder
out.
Neither of them can really talk very well. Do you understand? You won't be able to sell these fights.
Yeah,
very
but
well.
That's not even. I don't even care about
Fury
that. That fight
sells
itself.
Fights by himself.
Yeah, but bro,
that added to that.
What's a fun fight? What's more of a fun fight? AJ Wilder, right?
No doubt. I know this. 100%. But I'm talking about now that they've set this. This is. I'm a Brit through and through. Did you get me?
No, I get that.
Like, I want
no,
this 100%. To happen. I
domestic
want
clashes are the best.
Or whatever to be sold
out. No one wanted to see Khan Brook when it happened.
But exactly.
But people did.
Sold out and everybody saw
everyone
it.
Everyone had a, and they enjoyed
like,
it.
We
it
knew was, where it was heading.
Yeah, 100%. I get that part of it. But I feel like, bro, it's just, apart from the value of the British domestic scene, like domestic clash, there's nothing
don't forget,
really in
Tyson
it.
Now Fury, Tyson Fury now draws in American eyes anyway.
100%. Now I get that.
So it's going to be.
But I'm saying like,
it, and AJ
you know, if we specifically say like, it's a big. But it's just like, bro, if they did this fight 2 years ago, bro,
well,
it
if they
would
did
have
this fight
been,
2 months ago. It would have been a big thing. It
nah,
been huge.
I don't think so.
Even after
no, it was, it's still humongous. It's still it's the biggest fight in British boxing history, without a shadow of a doubt. But I'm just saying, in terms of meaning, in terms of purpose, in terms of what it like does for everyone, like. It gives Fury another body.
Do you know what you're doing? And I respect this. You are looking at it now. You're approaching this as purely a purist. Like, you just really care about titles and, you know...
rankings and...
Yeah. And what's that to bragging?
Don't get like, twisted. I like random crazy fights.
I don't
fights.
Care about
bro, like,
that right now.
Mayweather fighting Logan Paul. It doesn't mean that. Anything, but it's an exhibition. I didn't care. It's fun. It's hype. It's you know, like this whole discussion with like... Well, it was this fight coming up, sorry, Dylan Danis and KSI.
Ah, see, I
want
to watch that. Bro, I love to see that.
I like these things. Don't get twisted. I like these celebrity and random like that. I love the hype. Bro, AJ Fury's a good fight. It's a sick fight.
It's a sick fight.
It's going to be a mad build up. You're going to get AJ probably go back to his old school roots of being a roadman and talking like that. And then Fury's going to be a big bomb, you big josser. Yeah, big
bomb.
But, you know, I just feel like Fury, in my opinion, I've said it for time, bro. I called him beating Klitschko. I just don't think anybody can beat Fury. And I feel AJ is a stylistic.
Why do you want to watch Fury Usyk then?
Because they're both champions and undefeated, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah. There you go. That's the only reason.
No, but it's.
I still think that would Fury. Be a sick fight. I think Fury. People think that. I think he'll be a tough fight. I think Fury puts on a masterclass.
He's too tall.
He's too big.
He's too big. He's just. He is literally when you create your own game character. You just add all the hype.
Yeah, all the attributes on that 99. You know, on Pez, when you put everyone on 99.
Yeah,
100%. It's mad. But that's what I'm saying. Whereas if Fury was 6'5 or 6'4, or you know, it's much more competitive. And it's not always about size, but when it comes to the heavyweight division, you have to understand it's not like Manny Pacquiao moving up and fighting a slow Oscar De La Hoya. Yeah. It's you're fighting Tyson Fury, who moves like a middleweight, doesn't get touched, doesn't get clipped, got a chin of a flipping ox. Bro, like, you know, all these attributes on top of him being
don't
able
get
to,
twisted.
The IQ is ridiculous. Usyk's amazing.
IQ versus IQ there.
I get it. No, I get it.
I don't even know who's got it's who's, like,
who said
better.
It? Who said it when it was HBO? Was it Max Kellerman? Or Harold Edelman? One of the guys or someone. Who's the other guy, HBO? Legend.
I'm rubbish at
Max
this.
Max Kellerman, Harold Edelman, and Jim Lampley. One of them who said it. A good big guy always beats a good little guy or something like that. Well, and they always put on a good fight or something like that. Or the big good guy always beats the great little guy. That's what they said. Something like that, man.
I don't even know.
I remember it was Khan Canelo and they were talking about that. Yeah, Khan's a very good boxer and whatnot.
Yeah.
But Canelo is too, and he's bigger.
And yeah, he's so very good and he's big.
In history, they say it usually always works out in that sense. So like, I just feel like it's just, yeah, they're all good fights. I just feel like, you know, I'd rather see AJ Wilder both, you know, at that point in their careers where they need that big win against a solid name to just shoot themselves. Because imagine, this is what I'm saying, imagine one of them wins that fight. Imagine AJ flattens Wilder.
Okay.
Flattens him completely. Then you do the Fury Usyk winner. Bro, see, imagine that the madness. Fury Usyk, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
AJ Wilder, number one contender versus the champion. You could do this. Imagine all the scenarios, bro. Look, listen to how beautiful and like poetic this sounds, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm just the best matchmaker. Eddie Hearn, call me. I'm the best at this. Al Heyman, forget him. Cash Heyman. Yeah. Fury, Usyk. Fury wins, yeah? AJ flatlines Wilder. Bro, you've got Fury, AJ after AJ destroyed Fury's biggest partner.
Random thing.
But just listen to what I'm saying, though. You could do that. Yeah. Then you've got, if AJ gets absolutely dismantled by Wilder and Usyk somehow outboxes Fury, you've got Wilder Usyk, brand new fight. No one even thought of it.
Mm.
No one's even talking about that. Mm. Bro, that's going to be big, huge. And a Wilder goes in and maybe flatlines Usyk. Then you do Fury Usyk. Bro, I'm just talking all hypotheticals, random.
Too hypothetical.
But what I'm saying is, I feel like those two fights first, bro, leads
it's
into.
It's likely we're going to see.
Because if you just do Fury AJ, done. The hype's completely flattened. I don't even want to see him fight Wilder.
Okay, but if you do.
That's three losses in
Fury,
a row, bro.
If you do AJ and Wilder and AJ loses, which is very possible.
Then you do Wilder Fury.
But then again. Out of a little bit of like, I want his career to be a little bit resurrected. I don't want it to end like this for him.
Yeah, but I feel like he's got a better chance of beating Wilder than he's got Fury.
But if he gets slept, because it's pretty much agreed unanimously that Deontay Wilder did not win a single fight against AJ. Against Fury.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, forget the draw and all that rubbish there.
But he's the only one that can give him that problem because of that.
Of course,
power.
He's the only one.
So that's why I wouldn't mind seeing it again. Just because, bro.
Was he fifth one?
No, be fourth. They fought three times. First one was draw and then Fury won. But like every single time, he's rocked him or dropped him or at some point had Fury in trouble. I don't think anyone can do that.
That's true. That's
you know what I mean?
I would like so. Fury. Sorry. Oh, God. AJ. Wilder is a good fight. I'm not gonna lie. I can't even lie. That's a good fight.
It's amazing, man.
That's a good fight. See, we're dwelling on this for way too long because I wanted AJ and Fury, and that's it. Mm. You've thrown a little span in the works, so I think. You know, no, but that could work.
This is the whole point of the pod. This is the whole point of it.
Yeah.
We're here to agree to disagree, degree to degree, agree to agree. So I don't know why I just said degree. But you know, this is it. So guys, let us know in the comments below.
What would you like to see next? Like, I mean, if they said we're gonna announce this fight tomorrow, are you trying to see, are you trying to wait for Fury and Usyk, or do you want to see AJ and Fury? AJ and Fury, I think if they're going to announce a fight tomorrow, I'm taking that all down.
We'll run a little poll as well. We're going to run a little poll. I'll make it happen.
That's one of them.
We're going to do AJ Fury or AJ Wilder. Let us know what you guys think. And then whilst you're there as well, in the comments telling us what you like, comment, subscribe. And don't forget to schwar it.
Schwar it. Yeah. All right, so that's heavyweights. That's the UK scene, really and truly, because
that's just the top of the division. Wilder, really. Yeah, top of the division. You got Usyk there, you got Wilder.
That's the thing. Like, we can sit and talk about every level of fighter in every division and spend hours, but we have to just go to the top of divisions. Does that make sense? Like the big names, because what I'm wary of is, oh, we only talk about the big names. We only talk about the big name, of course, because what else is there to talk about? I'm not going to start talking about everybody. You get me? It's just not that time, but a fight that we were promised in 2022, we was lied to, we were swindled, we were hoodwinked.
Which one?
Is Spence Crawford.
Oh.
That has to happen.
This one is just gonna is go it gonna happen forever, man.
I no longer know. I almost don't care.
I genuinely don't even think it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen when they're grey.
Like, you know, with Mayweather Pacquiao, when the whole thing was happening, they're never gonna fight. Still, some part of me thought they're going to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like deep down, everybody knew it was too big of a fight to make.
To miss.
This is, this is just like, I don't know what is going on. It's just so obvious.
In the boxing world, they're big names.
Yeah. But they're not.
Beyond that, they're not household names. Yeah. So whatever money they're probably demanding, you're right. I don't think it's going to happen. And it should. It needs to happen.
It
needs to happen.
Crawford. Yeah. The only reason Crawford left Bob Arum is to make these fights. And what you've done, Sean Porter, and then you fought who's his last fight against? Sorry, David Avanesian.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. Like, it's just a bit.
Even that Porter fight. It's just a filler. These fights are just fillers now. Do you understand? Avanesian. Okay, I kind of understood it a little bit because let's just see. What Avanesian's got, what it's about, do you know what I mean?
I don't know, man. It's weird because, like, I feel like no one's ducking each other. I feel like they both think they're going to win that fight.
I think it's a money thing.
Yeah, I think it's just they're just demanding too much.
It has to make sense. If you're used to fighting for a certain amount, you can't go there now and
who's the bigger name?
I would have to say it's Crawford. I know a lot of people think it's Spence. But neither of them are big names. This is the thing.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Outside of
America.
But America.
But even America as a whole, bro. I feel like outside of their states.
Their states. Who are they?
Like, bro, like, okay, Spence sells out Texas easily. Always, yeah?
Yeah.
Whenever Crawford fights in Omaha, he sells it out or nearby. Like, I get it, but like, I mean, they could sell out Vegas. Don't get me wrong. They'll sell out T-Mobile Arena easily. I reckon they could sell out MSG.
What's the capacity?
They're not a lot. They're like 20,000 max. Up to 20,000. Yeah, like, yeah. I think
you can do that. 18, because 17, 20. They have enough famous friends to just say, yeah, I'm going to. Do you see what I'm trying to say, though?
But they've got enough home support, though. Yeah. But regardless, though, like, that's irrelevant. They're big names in America, yeah, 100%. But it's
not
like
big enough.
I think if it comes down to the money issue, you're not Mayweather Pacquiao to be demanding 100. 200, 300 million. Even that's ridiculous, but they generate, they can generate it.
I think they're
Mayweather and Pacquiao could generate anything, bro. They could have sold out 15 Wembley stadiums if they wanted to. Easily, bro. Tickets were going for like, what, 10 bags, bro. The cheapest tickets were like, what, 5-6 bills a bag? I don't even know. It was all celebrities.
Speak English. It was £500-600 to a grand.
Yeah, like,
£1,000.
Sorry. But it's
like, that's like $1,500, man.
You know, they sold out MGM. Yeah. Was it MGM at the time? Yeah, it was still MGM at the time. And it was basically all celebrities anyway. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because it was something that everyone wanted to see.
Yeah.
Everyone. It's like when Mayweather McGregor, we went cinema. I watched it in the cinema, man. Yeah. Do you get me?
Madness.
That's
crazy. That's
what a mad idea. No one's really bothering with this fight.
Who wins? such a hard fight to pick.
They're so close. They're so close in skill level. I want to say Spence. I feel like Spence is stronger, but I don't think he is. Does that make sense? I don't think he is. I think he's got more power.
I've always had this illusion about Spence that he's got more power. Yeah. He's bigger, yeah, stronger.
It's an illusion.
But Crawford is deceptively powerful, deceptively strong. He was always a big 140 guy anyway. Yeah. I know he started at 135, but he's grown naturally. And he's a big guy. Like he kind of balloons up in weight anyway, like Spence does. Mm. Not as much, because Spence turns into like Paddy Pimblett.
Yeah,
bro,
but Spence looks...
he looks huge. He's big. He's big, He's big. When he fought Kell Brook's a big 147 fighter.
Skill wise, they're very similar.
But yeah,
They're very similar. I don't like that. Oh, he's got the ability to switch it, and that's it. You know, you're gonna use that as the only difference. I think that's silly. Mm. That's not enough for me.
It's so hard. I'm just trying. Literally, as you're talking, I'm thinking about how the other person beats the other person, and I just feel like,
you know what? If that fight happens, that deserves our research. Yeah. Sit down, watch tape, and do a breakdown of how that
100%. It's the best. That is the best fight in boxing.
I'll put in time for that. Yeah, yeah.
Currently, yeah. That is the
entertainment wise.
That is the best fight pound for pound to make easily, because it's just two of the best fighters in the world, pound for pound, both undefeated, both similar in age, prime. It's just like perfect timing.
I'm worried they're not going to do Tank Garcia. I think that's not going
to
happen.
Are we moving on to the next one? Yeah. Might as well. Yeah. Next one. Like, is that what happen. You're thinking?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to see? That.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course I do. I even want to kind of go into it a little bit of detail and say how I think it's going to go, but it's not that.
I think everybody knows how it's going to go. I think Garcia gets slept.
See, I think he's.
Or he gets a beating.
So damn elusive. Yeah.
Yeah, he is, but...
I think a lot of people don't rate him because he's got a big Instagram following and he's like, he focused on that a lot. He is, I think he's so damn good.
I think he's good. I think he's got all the attributes. I just don't think he's been put in the deep end enough. Yeah, I know Luke Campbell put him down.
Yeah.
But like, Javonte's been in... Javonte's already could go down as one of like a Hall of Famer. Like,
100%,
if we look at stats like, and titles he's won... Okay.
I'm not denying that,
and Tank, I feel like,
is more likely to win, but I don't think you can say I can easily see where it's going to go. Because that's what you.
I think I can. That's just my opinion, though. I just feel like Tank's been in against better opposition for a longer time. Mm. He's moved up divisions. He's been like, you know, he's fluctuated up and like down. Like I feel that the experience of Tank, and he's still so young.
On a bad night, he's terrible. This is the problem.
Nah, what? Give me an example. Rolly Romero.
Not even that, man. Not even that wasn't a bad night. That wasn't even a bad night.
Yeah, I don't think it was a bad night. I actually thought Rolly was doing well. Yeah, I think Rolly was fighting out of his skin. Rolly Romero.
I
don't know. I think Tank beats him. I think it's a good fight. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see all of them fight. I don't even care.
Yeah,
so like, literally, you've got Shakur, you've got Devin, you've got Tank, you've got Teofimo, you've got Ryan. Those five, and then you add in the guys out of America, like Lomachenko, you add in George Gambosis. Like, you know, but still though, Loma, I don't know about Loma, man.
Do you reckon he's done? I don't think he's done. I just think he's, how old is he now?
33. I mean, he's way older than that. Let me find out actually. He might be. Because he's been around for a very long time, though.
I wonder, but he's...
I think he's probably like 35 or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's close enough for me, man.
That's actually a good point. I'll check on what you're saying.
Yeah, I feel... I wonder if he's done, and I don't know, because...
Done as in...
Like, he's on a decline, and he just needs to just take a couple, you know, paycheck fights. Decent ones.
Maybe. Google, I'm not a robot. Just ruining my... fast 34.
Come on now, man.
You officially now.
I don't realize we're in 2023 yet.
Almost better than me. Wait, let's see when he turned 34, because this might even be better. If he did, honestly. He's turning 35 in February, so you're off almost by 2 years.
He's 34.
You lost
on paper. All right, boom. I don't know if Vasily Lomachenko has still got it. I would love to say he does. I'm in awe of what this guy can do.
I'm thinking he's still got it. Because when you're at that level, when you're that class,
yeah,
you don't lose it like that. Especially age. Like, look at Mayweather.
It's true. But these new age fighters, I don't know what.
But Loma's what from that doing? Cloth.
He's not.
He is, he's bro. He's not that. What? It's just because he's a ballerina. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm saying he's got. These new guys are catching up to him. But they've got the youth on their side as well. You see what I'm trying to say? Like, amateur but pedigree, then could no one can touch him.
But couldn't you say the same thing for Floyd when everyone was supposedly meant to be catching him? Canelo was the one. Robert Guerrero. All these guys who were coming out of nowhere. Like, you know, I'm not talking about the big names, like the De La Hoyas and all these guys he beat, like Cotto and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like sort of towards the end of his career, all these guys he was fighting, like who were supposedly better than him, faster than him, bigger than him, Maidana, all this stuff, but he found a way to win. Could you not say this? I think like the Lomachenko and Teofimo Lopez fight was...
I
think it was such a mind F because it was it made Teofimo look so amazing and Lomachenko so finished.
It was such a good representation of Tio that day.
And then now you look at it and Tio's been absolutely terrible in his last couple of fights. Like, don't get twisted.
Lomachenko's not been great either.
And Lomachenko's not been great, but, you know, Loma's kind of been in and out of it because of the whole Ukraine stuff anyway. So it's like he hasn't even been fully in it. And he's only 34. I thought he was older than that. I thought he was like 37, bro.
Yeah.
I thought he's like Rigondeaux, like another 60-year-old, like that just guy, pretending. Man. But like, pretending. Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like Loma can still. I think Shakur.
I want him to still.
I think
be
able Shakur,
to.
Devin, and Tank are different. I think the others really? He could beat.
Okay.
I think he could beat Ryan Garcia.
Wow.
I think he could beat Teofimo again. I think he could beat George Gambosis easier than all of them. I think he just. I just think he's got. We forget though, man. We don't appreciate Lomachenko as much as we should.
No, I
and maybe I think it's because of Top Rank. I think because he was on Top Rank, he's still on. Yeah. I think he's still with Top Rank. Like, if he was a PBC fighter or a Showtime fighter, oh, bro, man, the coverage this guy would have caught. What was his record? 396 wins and one loss.
Mad. That's insane. Bro, that's insane.
Man got a world title fight in his second fight as a pro.
Crazy, crazy.
Yeah, man, crazy. He's amazing.
Yeah, let the dust settle. But figuratively speaking, on what you know, on his.
But no, back to what you said though about Tank quickly, like closing.
Yeah,
Tank and Ryan. I think it needs. I think it's an amazing fight.
I want that.
The
that
trash
has to
talk, the build
I think
up.
It will happen. It's already been kind of.
That's an explosive fight.
Yeah, it's gonna be that. That's one to stay up for.
But yeah, guys, let us know again in the comments what you think about Tank, Ryan Garcia.
Is Garcia a hype job? Is he just? Is he just big because of his Instagram and all of that rubbish there, or is he legit? A legit fighter.
Just the closing thing on that. Sorry, just because you said that, I feel like he did it right. It's the new age. Like it's not wrong with what he did.
100%. I think what he did is brilliant.
He built up
and
a following.
A lot of people are copying that now,
and he makes so much money. Mm. He draws in so much attention.
Yeah.
Whether you like him or hate him, and to be honest, there's a lot that like him. There's a small percentage that hate
I'm
him.
One of them. I don't hate him.
No, I like him as well. Yeah, don't get twisted. I've never hated him. I just, you know, in terms of what I think, in terms of who's going to win the fight, I think Tank.
Fair enough. Any more in boxing or do you want to move on to UFC?
We can just spitball. We don't have to go into detail. But like, for example, one fight, which I think will happen. So it's not even like, but I really want to see it, sorry.
Yeah.
But I think it will happen eventually because they're not the type of guys to duck each other or it's that old school mentality. Bivol and Butterbeev.
Yeah.
Dimitri Bivol.
That's got to happen.
Butterbeev will definitely happen. I think Yard gives people.
Yard quickly.
I think Yard surprises people and gives Butterbeev a good fight, but I think Butterbeev is more experienced. And again, I rate Yard for taking these fights. Kovalev in Russia and Butterbeev, like bro, this guy's an absolute monster, bro. 100% knockout ratio.
Yeah.
But I think Butterbeev's class will show, and the power will end up.
I'm not
coming
gonna lie
through.
With me when it comes to calling these kind of ones, I literally just go by who's got a more. This is so stupid and ignorant, but who's just got a more like rough environment? It's better be.
Yeah.
And for that reason, he's just going to be able to just. It's such a stupid logic.
But you're talking about that gritting him and that dog when it gets to it. Like, I get what you mean.
I feel like he's. You can't send me, yeah, to Russia and expect me to fit in comfortably. I'm going to see adversity. I'm not going to be used to the cold. I'm not going to be. These guys, for them, is normal. Do you get me? I know it's minor.
It's normal. Like,
it's normal. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I don't know, man. But yeah, I think that's going to be a very easy, well, a relatively easy
fight
one.
To make
100%. I think it's made. essentially.
Which one are you talking about? Sorry. Oh, you're talking about Yard and Burt Bierf. Oh, sorry, sorry. I thought you meant Bivol.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Bivol and Burt Bierf. That's easy to make. That's easy to.
They both want it.
Think, and that's a good
They
fight.
Both want
that's
it. Bivol was fight. Talking about it. He's like, forget Canelo, bro. Canelo, leave me for the rematch.
Yeah.
I'm not really interested about the bread right now. And which is amazing. He doesn't worry about the money.
Yeah, that's good.
He wants undisputed. And that's the best fight.
Honorable.
That is an amazing fight, bro.
Yeah, man. Of course.
Both undefeated. Both of that.
That's a trench fight, man.
Just it's a trench, that warrior mindset. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Anything else in boxing?
Not for me, to be honest. I think, again, we could just do this all day.
I'm just thinking quickly off the top of my head. I wouldn't mind seeing Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano again. That's a quick one.
100%.
That was 100%. An amazing fight, bro. That was a sick fight. That was one of the best fights I've seen.
I hate this. Oh, for women's boxing, it's amazing. But it was.
It was amazing. It was amazing. For boxing in general, bro. That was a good fight.
Yeah, that was a
and good Katie one. Was down in the cards, in my opinion. Serrano was piecing her up. And, bro, you just see the class. Yeah. That woman is just amazing.
It's class, but it's heart as well.
100%.
Because it's easy to just lose heart. 100%.
100%.
So I rated that one. I rated that a lot, man.
And another quick one I wouldn't mind seeing is I'd like to see Clarissa Shields, and I don't even know if it could happen. I know they're friends, but like Alicia Baumgartner. I know there's a bit of a weight discrepancy, but if they could meet in the middle or something, it just gives you another body because Clarissa's beating everyone.
Clarissa she's surprising, man, because I can't like her.
Why? I think she's amazing.
I
love the personality, bro.
I hate Guo. I hate that.
I love it, bro. I love the self.
I hate it.
Because there's not enough. There's not enough in the women's division like that.
Her story.
Because everyone's so quiet, and like Serrano and Katie Taylor so humble and quiet and stuff. I was excited for the fight. People were excited for the fight because it was two basically legends of the sport.
Yeah,
and it's at MSG.
Yes,
but like, bro, the amount of heads that Clarissa turned in the UK. She came to the UK sold out.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like obviously, she fought Savannah Marshall, who's got a good following, but like, you know, that, Clarissa
you
came and just
sold out
without Clarissa.
Without Clarissa, yeah.
100%. But we can move on to the MMA. We can talk about UFC fights that we want to see.
A little bit seething because I want to like Clarissa Shields.
Okay.
But I don't. But yeah,
you'll get there eventually.
I'm sure I will. Like recently, I'm like, you know what? She's got a bit of honor about her, so I rate that. UFC.
It's good, man.
See, the thing is with the UFC, yeah,
we get all the facts we want.
Exactly. It's not like, oh, I really want to see this, but will it happen? If you want to talk about will it happen, John Jones, innit? Is he even gonna come back?
Yeah, just John Jones. You know, just John Jones against the UFC.
Against Dana. Is he coming back? Is he welcomed back? Yes.
But is the guy he we want to see coming back as well? Because that's like, they just got big problems in that division, bro.
It is a very...
The thing is, because they're so big, they see how much the heavyweights in boxing make.
Yeah.
They see how good they are, how many eyes they draw.
Heavyweights, you mean figurative heavyweights? Like not by weight. Yeah, yeah. As in like the big dogs.
Big dogs.
Yeah.
They want that money. And that as well, actually, because a lot of the problems are coming from that division. You don't really
Who's
get...
Who's heavyweight making crazy money? The champion's making 600K.
No, but I'm saying like most of them, like John Jones has been complaining about money and Ngannou's complaining about money.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. These guys are not making the money that the big names are seeing. But John Jones, okay, he deserves more more money. Everyone deserves more money, but it doesn't work like that. Do you get me? It's like, I feel like Dana is selective with who he likes, but then he looks at metrics and he says, this guy is making, he's bringing this many eyes.
But they do though. I feel now, like, I feel so does Ngannou though, because Ngannou's got that.
You know what?
Ngannou's just got that, bro. You want to watch an Ngannou fight because he's just going to put someone to sleep.
Do you reckon, Dana just looks at the fighter and says, let's look at the currency conversion, Where are you coming from again? Cameroon. All right, boom. Yeah, 600K is a lot of money in Cameroon, you know.
Do you think he thinks like that?
I don't know.
I don't think he does that.
I'm sure he doesn't. But is there a part of him that says that I'm going to pay you based on what? Because getting like who's getting a McGregor contract, no one's going to get that. But getting like McGregor money, what's he going to do? He's going to buy it. Do you know what I mean? He'll buy his country. It's like he's pegging it at what it's worth to them.
Yeah. But again, though, like I get that point of view, but that's just like so far fetched and insane, almost on the border of insanity reason, bro. Because I feel like that's like, back in the day where promoters could probably take the piss out of you for doing that. Now you can't. You can't get away with that stuff. You can't.
Yeah.
It's impossible now.
Yeah, but I mean, like, look what Costa's getting. If he's really getting,
I get it. No, no, no. I get it. So what you're trying to say is, if Costa was an American fighter or a British-based fighter,
in fact, Costa said it himself.
Did he?
Costa said himself. Know. He goes. He was talking to.
Maybe we could probably compare. Like, Darren Till gets paid probably like triple him.
He must do.
And Costa's because probably Costa the better fighter. More.
Yeah, but Costa was even saying, "Look, man, he's trying to pay me 30 and 30. And I think for the Whittaker fight was 60 and 60.
That's ridiculous, yeah? Bro.
That's such a.
That's how much that I get takes paid. The mic. To get to fight you.
There you go. Let's fight. I'm down. I'll do that.
I'd love to, bro. I'll do that to fight
60 and 60 to fight Robert Whittaker in Australia. That is not fair money. Yeah, he's either waffling.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like,
because he'll get exposed.
That's what I was talking about, the money thing before.
He
like,
said,
it's not
he
fair.
He knows I'm from Brazil, and everyone from Brazil, they just want to fight. They just take. They'll just take the fight. They're fighters by nature. We're warriors, you know. They'll just. I don't know, bro.
No, see, that's a very good point you made. I didn't think of it like that.
I didn't make it.
But still, like in general, that you brought it up, it's because. I get it. When you're from poverty, you will take what is given to you.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you ain't got the business acumen to go up to someone like Dana White or Hunter Campbell or the guys matchmaking or the officials and be like, this is what I'm worth. This is what I want. This is the numbers I draw. This is the money I make. Give me this.
Until your ego matches your skill. Do you get me? Until your ego matches your record, then you can start to say that, which is what's happened with Ngannou. People are looking at him, obviously the predator, you know, baddest man on the planet, everything. It's like, pay me more than this then. But I don't know how to compare this. Who has, like...
Who's getting paid more than they should?
Who's getting paid more than him in the heavyweight division? We don't know, but...
Probably no one. But his point is, he's just saying, I feel like I deserve more because I bring in that crowd. And he does.
Tite Tuivasa brings in that crowd. Cyril Gane brings in that crowd. Do you understand?
Not like Ngannou.
Stipe doesn't really bring, not like he Ngannou, does bring in that crowd. He's
not like Ngannou.
Not like Ngannou.
Nah. Not like Ngannou. These lot don't.
I will watch every single Cyril Gane fight.
So that no. I would
watch
as well.
Every single Tyson Fraser fight.
But no one knows Cyril Gane.
I would watch
Gane.
Every Derek Lewis. Not even every Derek.
Not everyone
Lewis
knows Cyril Gane.
And
like
Derek
that.
Lewis is probably making more than some
people
of these guys.
People know Ngannou. Now. 100% they do. He's put himself out there. But forget that. That's all irrelevant, man. Let's talk about John Jones and Ngannou.
Oh yeah,
that's the fight we want to see, right?
I want to see that fight. I don't even know where Jones is with his weight gain journey. Mm. Do you get it? I think
it's such a scary fight, bro, for Jones.
What Jones is doing, if
do you think he should take a warm up fight?
Yeah, no.
Just go straight for the title.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. That experiment is then like wasted.
Because if you're blasted out by someone random,
do you get me?
You're done.
Like, Curtis Blaydes would be a good fight, but. He's not. He doesn't need to go that heavy to fight Curtis Blaydes.
Yeah, it's not even.
He doesn't need to reach 240. His number was 240.
Yeah.
240.
They look similar in size, bro. Yeah. And it's like, it's not even a close stylistic matchup. Like, if you're gonna fight someone like Ngannou, you want to fight someone like bigger.
Yes.
With that
Derek
one,
Derek Lewis.
Yeah, you could go Derek Lewis. But
skill wise, now Ngannou is way above Derek Lewis now.
Curtis Blaydes is a good stylistic fight for him. Very anyway, good. Just in general.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good first defense.
Defense, yeah, 100%, 100%.
Yeah, you're right.
It would be
just
a waste of moving up to heavyweight if you fight anybody but Ngannou.
Mm. Or even Stipe.
In terms of entertainment and anticipation.
Okay.
There's so many fights that actually make sense.
What about the Stipe?
John Jones.
First fight. Or are you just saying go straight for the title? It doesn't even matter.
Stipe's not a big heavyweight.
That's what I'm saying.
I just want to see him... It needs to look... Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When I talk about entertainment, it needs to be... John Jones is now a heavyweight. He looks fat now at the moment, innit? Well, the last time we saw him, he looks fat, but swollen.
Pudgy.
I want to see him just fill out that weight, which is what he's trying to do. He's trying to ride and stabilize at that new heavyweight that he's at. And then come in. And it seems too perfect to be the case. But if he does... And Ngannou is just a machine, man.
If Jones beats Ngannou, bro.
Skill wise, John Jones destroys him.
But if he beats him at heavyweight, he's the GOAT.
Of course, he's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
Of course.
He's the GOAT. If he goes up and beats Francis Ngannou, and this is the mad. Did you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Is whenever I say this to people, bro, and I say this and I mean it with my heart, styles make fights.
Yeah.
And I think Jones could beat Ngannou. But then I don't think Jones can beat Cyril Gane.
This is what I was about to say. If he beats Ngannou, he's the GOAT. but he's like temporary GOAT because he's got Garn, he's got Curtis Blaydes,
Tai Tuivasa
should be easy for him too.
No, but I'm just saying though, in terms of like
I'm talking about
a problem because Tuivasa can crack.
Yeah, but.
But again, we have to see John at heavyweight first.
I want to see how he moves.
I need to see the speed, I need to see the movement, I need to see the defense.
Just hurry up, man. This is what I mean. Just hurry up and fight.
But this reminds me kind of like a Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder kind of thing. Like Ngannou is the Wilder.
But he has pound for pound or whatever you want to call it. Now, skill for skill,
he has. What I'm saying is that when you put him in against anyone, like, his skills will be outmatched by most people, most fighters, yeah?
Skills weren't even outmatched by Cyril Garn.
But what I'm saying though, like if you just look at it, like, you know, like if you look at it on a game and you compare attributes, what I'm trying to say is Francis Ngannou and Deontay Wilder, like, they're not the most skillful, aesthetically pleasing, but they can kill, they could literally beat anybody because of that one shot. And what I'm saying is the same thing with John Jones. Is I'm confident in him moving up to heavyweight against Ngannou. But the only thing I'm thinking is the same thing as when I thought Fury fought Wilder. I think Fury wipes the floor with Wilder, but it's that one shot. I'm not worried about that one shot against the likes of Garn, Tai Tuivasa, Derek Lewis, because I feel like he'll sorry, not even Garn, get rid of Garn, because I think Garn is stylistically an amazing fight.
It's amazing.
But like Ty, Derek, these guys who can crack and stuff.
But I think he's
bro.
His IQ is there. It's high enough to not kind of.
I had a light bulb moment. I was just thinking while you were saying that, and I was naming names. The new Russian beast, the Ivan Drago looking guy.
Wait, man, Pavlov or whatever.
Pavlovich. Pavlovich, that guy's.
He looks like
he dispatched Ty.
If they make that fight quick early on in John Jones's heavyweight career,
no, it's not happening.
They're taking a mick.
No, never.
They're taking a mick.
Keep him away from that guy, because that guy looks. I need to see him up against more guys, because Ty is amazing, but he just fights one way.
He's not scared to get hit.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he feels he can.
You need someone like a Garn in there, someone who's going to be able to move. Bam. Okay, that's a good John Jones and Ngannou, definitely. I think
that has to
unanimous.
Happen.
That everybody wants to see
that. Absolutely has to happen, and I don't want him to fight anybody before he fights Ngannou. I think you said Miocic, but
I agree with what you're saying. Yeah. I agree. You shouldn't do this whole thing. You've been out for 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Go straight in for the title.
You've put in too much now. Too many eggs in this one basket. You can't just
It's the anticipation is through the roof.
Yeah.
Like, literally everybody's expecting to see John Jones and Ngannou at one point. I wouldn't mind seeing let's talk about one of the big and upcoming stars rising.
Okay, who are you talking
about? Kamzat Chimaev, yeah?
Okay, all right then.
Let's talk about Kamzat. I would like to see Kamzat against everybody. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love just watching Kamzat fight.
Yeah, I like watching him fight.
But one fight I was really looking forward to, obviously he's lost a bit of his hype, but that's nothing to do with Kamzat. I wanted to see Kamzat and Kamaru Usman. I really wanted to see that fight, because when Kamaru was just tearing through everybody, out wrestling, out grappling, and then somehow out striking everybody, I was like, bro, who's going to stop this guy? Because he did. He looked invincible. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Apart from Colby and them going for war, but like that was just rock and, like, they just wanted to fight each other. That was just a street fight in
you're
a cage.
You're saying Kamaru Usman looked invincible? I thought you were talking about Kamzat. Okay.
Kamaru, and that's what I'm saying. The reason I was so excited for that and Kamzat was because the invincibility. No one could get anywhere near
him. Masvidal rocked him. Colby rocked him.
He rocked him, but.
I think I'm taking what you're saying too literally then.
Yeah. Like, I'm just saying that there was that feeling of like, who's going to be able to beat him? And then Kamzat came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
and Kamzat has that
difficult creature.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he 100%, had that.
He was thing. Like the Dragon Slayer.
So I kind of lost it after Leon knocked out, because I don't want to see Leon and Kamzat, because I feel I like Leon way too much for him to get
mashed.
Yeah, I feel like Kamzat would. Don't get me wrong, Leon is amazing and his striking is different
styles
level.
Styles make fights.
But styles make fight, and Kamzat I think would grapple him and just pick him up.
Yeah,
and toy with him. It's just those guys from the mountains, bro.
No.
Bro, it's when you, sleep in on rocks, bro. Like, you know what I mean? You're just
true. This is what I was saying. Don't get it twisted. Bram is a
no. That's ghetto as he can get.
Ghetto as well,
bro. I know, bro. We've said it for years. How long have we been saying Leon's going to win the title?
Yeah.
Oh, we have Leon Edwards fans, but it's just styles make fights, and I think Khamzat's style is because Kamaru, as much as of a good wrestler he is, when it comes to his striking, I think this is what I'm saying is, I think because he got really confident and comfortable in his striking,
mm-hmm.
his last few fights you see him get away from his wrestling.
Yeah.
Because he's been knocking people out and hurting people, and if it works, it works. Why would you change it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas Khamzat realized against Gilbert Burns, bro, I don't even need to do that. I can pick you up like Kevin Holland, dash you and submit you in less than a minute, whatever it was. Yeah. Ridiculous. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And Khamzat has that ability to do it. So that's why I'd rather see Kamaru against Khamzat, because I just feel like stylistically it's a better fight.
When you said Khamzat Kamaru, I don't know how to say their names, but when you said Khamzat Usman, I was thrown off. I'm not going to lie. I was like, what?
Why?
Even put aside, let's just say Kamaru Usman still got a title. I don't want Khamzat to jump in there
mm-hmm.
and fight him straight. He does need to prove himself. We have to understand this, yeah? Going in against Gilbert Burns, what a fight. Razor close. It was just so close.
Where else can he prove himself now? Who else does he need to fight?
I would say he has to go in with Colby. He has to fight a wrestler. Okay, forget that you've mentioned. I can't forget that you mentioned Kamaru. He has to fight a wrestler.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. You can tick both boxes. You can tick that box for both fighters. The cardio, the striking ability. Unfortunately, Colby is in a weird place where he is way ahead of the rest. He just can't beat Usman, who's in the same division, who's the champion, and that's why he's not champion. Does it make sense?
Does Colby beat Leon?
Can
Styles make fights? I think Colby
would could. Pressure him so much more than Kamaru ever could. You get me? Striking wise.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And I think Khamzat and Colby is a far more entertaining fight. I would love to see that. We were promised it at some point, CBS or whatever.
See, but what are you talking about entertaining in terms of build up?
I'm talking about what I want to know, the whole thing. But I'm talking about.
I think Kamaru Khamzat is a better fight than Colby.
I don't see it.
I do. I just feel like it's too behemoth, bro. Like, I can't explain it.
I have a lot of respect for Kamaru and his ability to win.
Go on. I can't explain it.
He's a little bit of a boring fighter.
How?
He does what he needs to do to win. He does it emphatically.
Oh, he doesn't. He's been knocking out everybody recently.
He does what he needs to do.
But that's not what he does, though. He does wrestling. He grapples. He's changed his style. Remember what he's doing against Tyrone? He's stamping on your feet. The first Masvidal fight. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's taking you down and he's mauling you. Like, he's doing that stuff. And it's like, he's not even mauling. Like, he's not winning. He's not trying to fight for submissions. He's just on top of you.
He's just showing certain dominance.
Yeah, certain dominance. You've seen the change. I think it's a better fight. But again, they're both good fights. Don't get me wrong.
I'm not going to lie. That deserves a poll. Usman, Khamzat, or Colby Khamzat? Khamzat, Usman, or Khamzat, Colby? Do you get me?
Who?
For me, I would much rather see him fight Colby Covington. See how that goes. And then take it from there.
All right, guys, listen. If you agree with Kamaru Usman and Khamzat Chimaev being the better fight than Colby... send me £100. I'll put my bank details here. And if you agree with Mouse, then DM him. No, but yeah.
I think those are some. How many fights are that? Is that just two?
On the UFC.
Yeah. Do you know what I want to see?
Go on. This is gonna be interesting.
No. I'll tell you why. Sean O'Malley. Yeah? Hear me out, because I know you're a big fan. He's sick.
Thanks.
He's good.
Thanks. As like you said, good. I'm too.
Yeah, no, you're I don't know getting why. Giddy, bro.
I'm a fanboy.
Shy. Why are you going pink?
Michel Pereira? Where is he?
I was waiting for that.
He's fighting, you know?
Sean O'Malley, when?
he's got a fight confirmed against someone.
In a bit, man.
Some random fight.
There you go, that's what I'm saying. I'm still going to watch it. Find out. Sean O'Malley.
No, just pause. Don't even do it, because we'll just get one second.
You type faster than me, so you're finding out quicker than me. It would take me ages to do.
I'm not a robot. Again, I'm not a robot, bro. I don't need to confirm bicycles.
Just lick my
lick them all? Okay, so Michelle Pereira, I saw this, is fighting.
It's taking ages.
All right. Sean Brady.
No way.
Yeah. Mad, isn't it? Sean Brady's the one who just got knocked out by Bilal Muhammad, who was undefeated before that.
That's
a good fight.
That's a big jump. That's a big jump for Pereira, though. Because I rate Sean Brady.
Yeah, it's a good fight.
Even though who's ranked higher there?
Sean Brady, obviously.
Isn't it?
That's a good fight. Jump.
Yeah, that's a good fight. That's a good one.
Randomly came to mind, because it's happening. Yeah.
That's sick. There's a fight I'm looking forward to. Yeah. You get me?
I can't remember when.
Sean O'Malley, controversially beat Pierre Piotr Dian, whatever you want to call him. But I think that was a good fight. And I think a lot of people are like, nah, he blatantly lost. He was given that win. I don't think that's the case. I think a lot of these fights could go either way. And it went in his favor. And he was like, you know what? I took the W. Like, what do you want in it? But I'm sure there's... I keep punching the mic. I'm sure there's... He's going to look back and see what he can work on. Yeah?
I'm hoping I'm going to agree with you on this.
But I do want him to fight Chito Vera again.
What?
Are you serious?
Are you being serious?
Of course. Why are you reacting? What's this melodrama?
Why though? Like, what? I don't.
He's beaten him in the past.
I get that. Apart from
don't
that,
talk
I don't
about
know,
the
man.
Flipping on the nerve or whatever. Whatever happened there, man. Some stupid. I don't respect that. You lost that fight.
He didn't. He's still undefeated. Is in my eyes.
Okay, so
sorry. I might get abused in the comments now, but like,
he lost.
It's
that
just
fight.
Like, come on, he would have beat him. I feel like he would have beat him. I get it.
But Chito Vera his style is sick, man.
No, he's good. He's amazing. I thought you were gonna say, I thought you were gonna say Sean O'Malley versus Aljamain Sterling.
Well, he's definitely
or Cejudo. Sorry,
he's definitely gonna.
That's
fight
why
for
I
the
thought
title.
You were gonna say like
whoever that is when these two fight. And I do want to say I want Aljo to keep that title.
What?
Although I like Cejudo, I want Aljo to keep the title now. So they're gonna fight, right? Mm. Sterling and Cejudo.
Are they? Probably.
Quite sure that's pretty much.
It's being discussed. Like, yeah, like Cejudo's back done. He's back in the pool,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's been in the pool. He's past his time.
Okay.
Like, he's ready
he's
to
done
go.
It. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I think that's pretty much happening. That fight there, I want Sterling to keep that title, to retain the title. Although I like Cejudo, and I feel like he.
Why
can,
though? Where are you going with this?
He wants. Then we have O'Malley come in, take the belt
against Sterling.
Against whoever. You know, you had your little theoretical mm-hmm. whole situation,
the tournament,
scenario.
Yeah.
Let O'Malley take the belt and then Chito Vera come in and fight him for the title.
So the second fight?
Yeah. The only guy to beat him, if you want to, you know, put some, what's the word? Controversy on
it. I like that.
And that's a big fight, man. That's going to be a very big fight. I mean, there's a lot of things that need to fall into place for that.
So, but then that's not Sean O'Malley's next fight then?
No, I'm talking about what I want to happen this year. I'm not talking about next fight.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have two fights in a year very easily.
Oh, sorry. Right. Again, you're almost better than me. You're getting there.
So he fights for the title. They need to hurry up and make that happen.
Okay, so two fights that you want to see. Sean O'Malley for the title and Sean O'Malley defending against Chito. That's what you're saying, basically.
Essentially yeah. But,
yeah, I get you.
But it doesn't have to be
but if
the
I'm
title.
Picking names, yeah. I'd rather see Sean O'Malley fight Cejudo. Just because I think it's a fun fight. I think Cejudo beats him.
I think Cejudo deals with him.
I think Cejudo beats everyone, bro.
Handily.
But again, Cejudo's been out again for ages.
But he hasn't stopped training.
But
he
he's
hasn't
elite.
Stopped coaching.
But when you're elite, you're elite. When you're elite, you're elite.
You know when you sit down? You know when... Okay, so have you seen recently Cejudo and Mighty Mouse have just like teamed up on YouTube?
Yeah. They're like friends.
When they break down their fights and they look at other fights, there is so much...
I can give you an easy comparison.
Knowledge in there.
I can give you an easy comparison of elite coming, going away and coming back. Sweet Science Podcast. Look at
elite.
Us.
Have
we
you
went away.
It? Have you liked it? Do it. Have you liked it yet?
How long will we gone for? 18
gone
months.
For 18 months.
We
now.
Had an 18 month break of pure
hiatus.
Abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get me?
USADA was on us, but we jumped out of the pool. We were away. Look at this. Guns. You know what I mean?
So stupid.
Abusing drugs and I'm joking. It's a joke, but like, you know, we were away, we came back, and we're still elite.
We're
the best
top
podcast in the world. We're the best around.
No one's gonna ever keep me.
You
down.
Finally did it. It took me 18 years to get you to do it. However long it's been? When did we start?
Months.
So it's a year pod and then 18 months off. Oh. So it's
we've been off for longer than we've been on.
Yeah, it's mad.
We're useless.
But it took me 2.5 years basically to get
to finish your sentence. Yeah, finally. I'm never going to finish your sentence. I think that's a decent kind of point to just to wrap up, to be honest, because there's no point in going back into fighting mode. But these are the fights that we want to see. I mean, I can't even recap them off the top of my head. AJ Fury or Usyk Fury? I'm saying
no,
AJ Fury.
Not even Usyk Fury. We know that's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Should I do the recap?
Go on then. I'm an old man. I've forgotten it all.
Go on, the younger, fresher fighter. I said it. I forgot.
AJ Fury.
Okay, you do your one.
Or,
I'll do my one.
AJ Wilder.
That's
okay,
it.
Okay, AJ Fury or AJ Wilder.
Bivol Beterbiev. Spence Crawford.
Spence Crawford, of course. I don't even want to see
Ryan Garcia, Tank Davis.
Yeah.
Javante Tank Davis. Yeah. And then we mentioned Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano again. Yeah, and you know, you could do Clarissa Shields, Alicia Baumgartner. Like, those are some of the best fights in boxing. I think we could make.
You got an incredible memory.
I do. I was just playing along just to make you feel better.
Yeah,
I knew
go
all
for
of
the
them.
Next one.
So then we've got John Jones and Ngannou. You know, if we wanted to throw in Tai Tuivasa in there, we could throw in Ciryl Gane, but the main one is to see him go straight for it. I agree with Marcel on that point. There's no point wasting time. You've done the build up, you've put on the weight, you're ready to go. Just go and do it.
Yeah.
Then you can do all the other fights afterwards. There's no point trying to break the hype before you've even got the hype.
Agreed.
And then we moved on to Kamaru Usman and Khamzat.
Is that where we went straight away? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Kamaru Usman versus Khamzat Chimaev, or in Mouse's opinion, which probably
Colby. I think it's a better
Colby Covington and
Khamzat.
And Khamzat Chimaev.
What
and then
fight.
Obviously Sean O'Malley basically going up against Chito Vera in the second fight. But before that, you're saying you'd ideally like to see him win the title and then his first defense.
I don't
be
care
Chito.
If he wins or not, but I'm saying if he wins the title, I think regardless of whether he wins or not, if he wins or loses, there. At that point there for the
Chito
title.
Anyway,
which is gonna then.
But what you're saying is you want it. You definitely
Chito's number one contender.
Yeah, I get you.
If
but what you're saying is you definitely want to see Chito.
Yeah, Sean O'Malley
next
it.
Year.
He deserves it.
Next year, sorry.
Yeah, and if he does lose it, and Sean O'Malley wins it, wins.
What? What?
I don't know. Yeah. So if he fights for the title, he doesn't win the title. Chito Vera is now number one contender.
Okay.
Oh no, he has to fight.
That's Chito the number one contender. Number one contender. Okay. And so what are we saying? Sean O'Malley right now is number one contender.
Yeah.
Apart from Cejudo, left. We get rid of Cejudo. Yeah. He beat Peter Yan. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, anyway.
I'm assuming Cejudo.
I think they're gonna give Sean one more fight in between.
Yeah.
I mean, Aljamain's gonna fight Cejudo anyway.
Yeah.
I think they might do the winner of Sandhagen and Chito Vera versus Sean O'Malley. I think they'll do that as the number one contender fight.
Okay, so before the title.
Yeah, I feel like they might do that. Yeah,
even as a number
because,
one
bro,
fight.
Like, forget Chito Vera. Sandhagen and Sean O'Malley is an amazing
it's
fight,
a
bro.
Sick fight.
That's
a good fight.
It's a sick fight. And it's a different fight.
Yeah,
but you
true,
prefer Chito. I get they got the history. They don't like each other.
Yeah.
No, I get you. Last one, before we wrap up and close it, just a quick one. Just, you know, because I feel like we've completely forgot about it and we were discussing it on the way here. I think a good, fun fight, crossroads fight, doesn't really matter. Like, I know it's lost a lot of the hype, but it's still humongous. It's probably still the biggest fight. Conor McGregor versus Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah, no. I mean, that fight.
It's just a fun fight to make.
It's a very fun fight. They're in a space where you can make fights. But both of these guys, certain people, similar to the Diaz brothers, you could just make a fight and it will sell out, and it doesn't need to have anything
meaning behind
it. Any meaning behind it. It's just a fight you want to see, and I do want to see that.
I wouldn't mind that. I'd love that.
Yeah, 100%.
Any McGregor fight I like to watch anyway because of the.
This is what I'm trying to say.
McGregor.
As soon as you say McGregor's going to fight, everybody's watching anyway.
But then you put him in against Masvidal.
It's a good fight.
Two amazing talkers. Sell the hell out of the fight. Great fight stylistically. They're just both going to bang. Stand and bang. They ain't going
to
get any grappling and all that.
To see that.
It's a good fight. But yeah, there's loads though. There's Nunes and Shevchenko again. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Thug Rose in again against Zhang Weili. I think that's a sick fight. But yeah, I think you could just play around with all of them. Even Juliana Pena.
But I'm confident these are going to happen. I'm confident Thug Rose is going to fight Weili. I am confident. Who did you just say? Pena is going to fight who though?
I think she'll just get. She'll probably get the third fight against Nunes
immediately.
Probably. It's 1-1 now, isn't it? So
maybe, but I don't think so. I always gauge it off what off Dana White's reactions in the post fight, and I think he was just saying there was no point. There's no point in having another one.
Mm.
I think he may have mentioned Shevchenko. I can't remember. Someone suggested it to him. Goes, yeah, that's a good idea.
They might as well. It's just too long now. Why are you gonna like long it off?
Yeah,
I know you want the two in their respective divisions to keep dominating, but yeah, just do it. Like UFC's not the type to not do it anyway.
For real.
And I think they'll probably do it because they've got no one else to fight, really.
I think that's about it, guys.
Yeah,
I think that's about it. This has been episode 54. We're running out of time. I'm not gonna lie to you. Episode 54, the Sweet Science Podcast. I've been your boy Fat Mouse.
I've been Cash with a K and not a C. Just before you go, guys, obviously remember to subscribe, comment, like, and share it.
All four of those. All four. If you do one or three, it's not, one or four, it's not sufficient. Two or four is not sufficient. That's only half. What are you doing halves for? Half measures. What? Is this a flipping maths lesson? Mm. Do all four. Like, comment. It doesn't even hurt you to subscribe. Like, it doesn't even, it changes nothing.
You don't even have to watch the video.
No, just watch it. Watch it.
Okay,
five yeah. things. Watch, comment,
watch, comment,
like, subscribe,
share it.
Share it.
And listen.
And listen.
Six.
On Spotify, that's six things. All you have to do is six steps to success.
Yeah.
All right, do them all.
Thank six you steps much. To be millionaires like us.
Boom, bam, bam. There we go. Thank you very much indeed. See you lot next week.